It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Major League Baseball is here to stay right here.
This project is a home run and means so much more to us than sports.
40 years that we have been waiting for promises that were made. Well, we are waiting no longer.
This is what the community was promised, and this is what we will accomplish. This is what progress looks like, and our Rays are here to stay.
Welcome to our latest episode of our podcast series, Here to Stay. This segment highlights Feeding Tampa Bay, one of the many community organizations that backs the historic gas plant redevelopment project. I'm your host today, Neil Solons. Feeding Tampa Bay provides meals to about 1 million food insecure families each year. I asked President and CEO Thomas Mance to share the organization's insight and mission to help with our area's hunger problem.
The first thing that we'd want folks to know is that at the end of the day, we're a human services organization. That when a neighbor, friend, someone you know is struggling with the conditions of their lives, they seek an organization like Feeding Tampa Bay. And we do a couple of things to make sure that we help out. Principally, you know us for food, making sure that there's good, healthy, nutritious meals on tables, because no one should be without the resources they need to feed themselves or their family. But alongside that, we have a variety of other services that when that person comes to see us, there are other challenges they may be having. And so we provide other partnerships and services that hopefully move them both in the short term and the long term to personal and household self-sufficiency, right? Everybody has the same goal. Live a good, healthy, well-enjoyed life. And our services are meant to bring people from the moment of crisis all the way through to a place where they are back into a thriving mindset or opportunity.
So the goals may be similar than when you arrived 12 years ago, but how have things changed regarding the challenges that you guys have faced?
I think it's a great question because, Neil, I think there's some really material differences that have changed. We've worked really hard to expand our services. So more meals, more services. We reach more people today than we ever have. The challenge that we face is that the issues that our community is wrestling with have grown substantially as well. So let me frame it to you this way. When I arrived at the food bank 12 years ago, we were providing around 15 million meals a year. In the last couple of years, we've generally provided around 90 million meals a year. That's a significant growth. The problem is we are behind as a percentage of need where we were when I got here. So Neil, you know, far more people are struggling with rent costs. They're struggling with food costs, gas costs. Even though wages have grown, the reality is wages have not grown at the same level that the bills have. And so families are struggling more today than they ever have. Our goal and hope is to continue to step into that as robustly as we can to help as many folks as we can.
On that end, is the type of work you do change too, or maybe how you've tried to help people?
Dramatically. I think for a long time, we felt like our best and highest purpose was to make sure that folks just got food. But what we realized over time was that that was an inadequate response that helped with the emergency, but it wasn't moving anybody to a place where their lives were appreciably different or better. So here's a simple thing that was a huge change for us. We now provide job training, which gets people well-paying positions that they can take care of themselves and their families. That's not something we would have contemplated 10 years ago, but as we understood the needs of our neighbors, we've tried to expand our services to better meet those.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What are some of the other services that you do offer? That's kind of a further down the line, the job training, but also the food insecurities. What's kind of in between there that you offer?
So we offer a variety of different things. So first, when folks come to see us, oftentimes they don't know that they're eligible for other benefits and services. So you may not know that you're eligible for WIC or CHIP, which are programs designed to help mothers and infants and kids. Those benefits can provide healthy meals and other services. You may not know that you can get other benefits like SNAP, which is food stamps. So we make sure people connect into benefits and other programs that they may not have access to, because that's real money into a household. We also make sure we connect people to other services and opportunities. So when someone comes to see us and they don't understand, let's say they're a veteran and they don't know where to go for veteran services, we make sure they're connected into those. Or they're seniors and they don't know where to go for senior services. So we make sure they're connected into those. We provide healthcare partnerships, Neil, now that when folks are coming out of certain federal qualified health centers, we provide nutritious, healthy food for the first 2 weeks that they are out of the care of that physician center, because when the folks have access to healthy meals, their recovery rate is much more likely. They're much more likely to be healthier over a longer term. So we have today sitting in our facility a medical examination office. So our world is appreciably different as the complexity of our neighbors has changed.
One of your partners has been the Tampa Bay Rays for quite a while. How has that partnership changed and grown over the years?
I think so. The Rays have both partnered with us, but also led us. I think it's important to understand one of the things that we admire most about the Rays is their commitment to social justice and equity. That at the end of the day, that the work that we do at Feeding Tampa Bay is to make sure that every human has access to opportunity that everyone else should deserve. And the Rays have helped us in many ways think about that conversation differently as you all have sought to build community around you. And what that's meant specifically is you all have helped us fund a variety of different endeavors over the years. But let me give you one great example. There are many neighborhoods where grocery stores are not available because it's not profitable for a grocer to put a brick and mortar store there. The Rays helped us fund a mobile grocery store that brings groceries into communities where they may not already exist. And so the Rays grocery truck, when it is in neighborhoods now, provides a couple of different things. One, it provides access to healthy food that they may not have had because they would have to go farther or may not buy it at all. But number two is the folks that use that mobile grocery store view it as their corner market. They show up and they connect with other neighbors who are shopping. They know our team, Frank, that's there every single week with the grocery truck. And so it also provides a connection to community. This is something that I think the Rays have always seen as important, not just the provision of groceries, but the provision of groceries to those who don't have adequate access otherwise, as well as the building of community.
A big part of this podcast, Thomas, is the historic gas plant development project and sharing details about it. So there are opportunities there for housing, jobs, apprenticeships. How can projects like these have a positive ripple effect on the community that you're trying to serve?
Well, I think first and foremost, when you have a gem inside of your community, like the Rays are and baseball is, I think the lift that is provided around that is indelible. I think that it creates opportunity that goes far beyond oftentimes a financial bottom line, because it gives a sense to the community of who they are. And the Rays have worked hard to be that kind of organization, both on the field and off the field. Our view is, and we have supported strongly both verbally as well as in written form to a variety of different constituencies to say, this project as envisioned by the Rays will help transform the community in myriad different ways. And I think that's important because whether it's jobs, whether it's attendance, whether it's extended partnerships for the Rays, like the one I just mentioned with Feeding Tampa Bay, or a whole host of other charity partners that the Rays work with, you suddenly are building an infrastructure around which all of that can start to happen much more thoughtfully. I think because the Rays have been careful to say we want to make sure this is an inclusionary project, that we want everybody to be able to either participate in the development of the project or participate in the outcome of the project as a fan or however that may be, or a person that gets a job as a result of the project coming to fruition. I think all of that speaks well to what communities do together, which is provide a thoughtful pathway for development, something as exciting as the ballpark and the community around it, but also provide a community with a sense of where it wants to go and who it wants to be. When I attended one of the presentations, Neil, I would say this: what I was really struck by was that the project helped return an identity to a community that was missing. And I think from my perspective and our perspective, whenever communities have identity, that means people feel invested, involved, and they have a sense of agency about where they live and who they are.
And can it also help the hunger problem too?
Yes, without a doubt. It will help hunger. It will help a variety of other challenges that folks have because it brings resources, awareness, opportunity, and capability. And whenever that happens, whether someone gets a job that works for the Rays in this new area or that works across the other businesses that will be there, that means they may not need our care. But also because of the platform that the Rays are building, the awareness around social responsibility grows along with that. And that's why I started there when you asked me about the Rays, is the sense of social responsibility you all have is a critical element of who you are and also helps lift the community at large.
You're working on what is clearly an important and challenging problem. What do you hope for in the next 5, 10, 20 years?
A community that's unified around the idea that no one should be without a sense of hope and opportunity, that we all understand that we are better when we all have a responsibility to each other, even those who have greater circumstantial challenges than the rest of us may face. We find that communities are at their best when everybody says, I'm a part of this community, and I want to participate in everyone's success, not just my own.
Well, we wish you continued success in the work you're doing, and we certainly appreciate some time on today's podcast.
Neil, we're grateful to be here. We're excited about the upcoming season. We know it's going to be another great one. And most importantly, go Rays.
Thanks so much to Thomas Mance of Feeding Tampa Bay for joining us on the latest of our series, Here to Stay. Thank you for being with us, and we'll talk with you soon.